Thank you. after this grand manifestation of beautiful notes into such a beautiful woven melody, with all the permutations and combinations that are possible, it's hard to say anything anymore about. I didn't know that such a great artist was there. I have never heard him before. It's my luck today that I've been able to hear him, and such a great artist, one tabla. It's thanks to you that I could hear all this, because I never get a chance to listen to such divine music. It's so beautiful. And the ripples after ripples, you could see how it was moving. I'm sorry I had to stop you from clapping, because that would have disturbed the ripples a little bit, I thought. But still, it is to be understood that Indian music comes from the source which we call as Om. It's the divine source, and is all made congenial to the tuning of the spirit. Because of that, you all are feeling that joy within yourself. This joy that is created within yourself, maybe that many musicians may not feel it if they haven't felt their spirit. It's for the saints to listen to this music. And for these great artists, I'm creating saints here, and that they should appreciate this great music of India. Moreover, I don't know how many of you have visited Kashmir, but the valleys of Kashmir and the river Ganges flowing in it, as if such a combination I felt, as if the river Ganges was flowing in the Kashmir valleys with all its ripples and beauties and the vibration spreading. When the poetry fails, the words fail, the joy is so boundless and beautiful, is the expression of an artist. But in thoughtless awareness, in that nirvichar samadhi, you can enjoy it so much better. I was happy then when the music went on during the time when there was no light. But I know all of you were hearing it through your sastrara. Wasn't it true?
Yes.
And I'm happy that the artist didn't get disturbed and went on playing. That's the best thing that can happen to us, that we hear all these things through our sastrara. So that the manifestation of that music is heard at a level where you are on a very deep understanding, where you are very receptive. All this adds to our joy, but also to our ascent. And may God bless all these artists, all of them. From my heart I bless them, so that they should prosper more and more. Regarding Santur and the Shatatantri Veena, it is a very, very special type of an instrument, I think. It's a very collective instrument. It has got 100 strings in it. But see the way the artist was playing with different rhythms in both the hands. See, on one side, if it was fast, the another side was slow. Sometimes, if you have noticed, he used to go off beat with one side, with another side he was keeping the beat. It's a very beautiful rendering and an extremely well-balanced expression of a melody. I think there are no words to explain how people are so dedicated to music in India and with what concentration they learn it. And the alertness was so evident. But the best part was the rapport between the tabla and the santoor was so beautiful, so complimentary, absolutely balanced. And we really have to thank them very much to come all the way to this place and to give you such beautiful music. I don't think I could have done that in London so much better. May God bless you.
She said about us that we are great, but I feel still we are just very small fly somewhere. We have to achieve still some lot more in the life and in music. God is great. My gurus, they are great. And well, I don't know what I can say more about this. Well, I think you understand what I mean. That's but it's really a very, very deep happiness and pleasure for us to play all the time for all of you, because we can go with the music and we can reach in the way or to the God. I mean, I think you like to listen still more, isn't it?
Of course. He looks jajam food. Cancer now jajam food.
Okay, so I will take some little time to tune the instrument, so we all can tune together with the instrument, and then I will continue it. Now this rag which I am going to play is a very beautiful rag. Well, all the rags, they are beautiful. But this is more beautiful because generally in India we play this rag at the end of the concert.
My dear, by the way.
Well, now you know that. So, because of that, it's very beautiful. And you know also the mood of the rag. So I shall play a short alap, and then both the compositions in the rhythmic cycle of 16 beats. I would like to tell you one small little thing, because it's very unusual here in Europe to tune the instrument at the stage, sitting on the stage. But our big gurus, they said, when you tune the instrument on the stage, that means we are tuning our hearts together. So when the instrument is tuned properly, so I am tuned properly. And when I am tuned properly, we all tune properly. So that's it. Well, I will play now. Thank you. Thank you.
working. I hope you are looking after them very well. Who is in charge of the artists?
I'm sure both of them will leave as Sahaja Yogis.
Huh?
I'm sure both of them will leave the seminar as Sahaja Yogis.
Oh, I see.
But
yes, you give them
that.
Jagruti and everything, because, you see, he comes from a place where the Raja of that place was a Sahajogi of a very high level. And I must say that at the early stages of Sahajoga, he came and I don't know what happened to him. He's no more now. And he comes from that place where, I mean, Sahajoga started long, long time back. In 1970, he got his realization. बहुत पुराने सहयोगी थे एंड ही कम्स फ्रॉम महाराष्ट्र ये महाराष्ट्र के बहुत मुरीद हैं महाराष्ट्रला जातात मुंबईला तर जमिनीला असा हात तुकारामापासनं आणखी ज्ञानेश्वरापासनं सगळं घोटून टाकलेलं आहे सगळं घोटून टाकलेलं आहे गणपती बसवले बघितलं तुम्ही वा वा सगळं विचारून या ना गणपतीवर कविता करतात फार धार्मिक लोक अब्दुल शंकर बहुत धार्मिक इनका धर्म बहुत गहरा है बहुत गहरा है और जब पा गए ये सत्य है तो इस तरह से चिपक गए हैं बस बहुत हाँ राव पण माझा असला आशीर्वाद तर आहे पण कमळाची फुलं आहेत हो कमळाची फुलं आहेत खरोखर कमळाची फुलं आहेत सो मे गॉड ब्लेस यू मे गॉड ब्लेस यू